ובאגפיר בשמול שפירה, פימניץ, השרף, ובשמול שפירה, בשמול דווקר. דווקר is the person who wakes up the people, like the waker in English, that's in Yiddish. Yeah? Right, and Shmuel, he never spoke to people, you should do this, you should do that. He kept to himself what he should do, and what others should do, they could figure out themselves. One thing of Shmuel did to make everyone crazy, he must do it. What is it? Getting up chatzot. What? Getting up chatzot, midnight. Getting up at midnight. Not only that, he was the one who used to wake them all up, whoever wanted. Only whoever wanted. If someone didn't want, didn't wake him up. If someone said, yeah, yeah, wake me up. So you see, the big, big, huge tzaddik of Shmuel Shapira, at midnight, running around in the rooms, by Meron, with not only knocking on the doors, walking around with water and to wash the one nigel vaser to bring each one to the thing. And also here, of course, he had midos. He knew the difference between what he's obligated to Hashem and obligated to people. Once, in one of the nights in Meron, midnight came, and one of the young guys of the bus said, he used to walk around, Chatzot, Chatzot, everyone get up for Chatzot. Shmuel, which is the eternal silence person, he never spoke. He went over to him and rebuked him very, very severely, very sharp. He told him, to wake people up, which never didn't ask you to wake them up? What happened? You allowed to steal someone's sleep? Because they didn't ask him, they didn't ask the person to wake up. He would wake up everyone. So you see, Reb Shmuel, he knew exactly what to do. If it was on someone's expense, no. If someone asked him, yes, right away he'll do. Okay? The person also has to know not to be a tzaddik on someone else's expense, not on your wife's expense, and not in well. For example, a person likes to dive in a certain shul. But if the job is there, he gets home late. And his wife is very upset because of that. Because she wants to keep you getting Shabbos early and get everything early because the kids fall asleep, whatever. Yeah? So if he's a true tzaddik, he doesn't go to that shul that he likes to dive in. Because he could be a tzaddik, not on your wife's expense. She wants you to come home early. You come home early. And I know someone who's doing it. Bodo dut! An hour before Shabbos comes in. You're tzaddik. You're tzaddik. What can I tell you? He's voted straight to heaven. It's good we didn't take him with him also. Shem Elachem, an hour before Shabbos, that's when he found to do it.
His wife agreed, but if not.
No, with kids at home and the house of Balagan. Shem Elachem.
So how can he call it tzaddik?
I'm joking. I'm being sarcastic. I'm saying, Malakar Alachem. Someone else's expense? Chas v'shalom.
I thought the house is ready, everything's washed, house ready.
Exactly. Then you do an Arik Bodo Dut. You want to do an Arik Bodo Dut? Get up at midnight and go and do it. Your wife won't care. You get up at midnight, do an Arik Bodo Dut, she doesn't care. She's sleeping. Do 6 hours straight. Okay? You don't do anything at the expense of someone else. It's a tzaddikim only on her own expense. Not on someone else's expense. Very important. Very important. Also, there's children who used to tell about getting up chatzot. Right? That they should know that when they get up, they have to get up chatzot. Also there were some kids, one of his children, they were young, 10 years old, 11 years old. I want to get up chatzot. So he used to get it, wake them up, wash their hands, and tell them one tehillim, Al Na'arot Bavel, that we say. Tehillim 137, I'm sorry. And then afterwards he told him, okay, now go back to sleep. Because you're 10 years old, you're not staying up now. You're not staying up. But he did wake them up to say it, and then go back to sleep. That's how you put it into them. Okay. At night, he used to go to the field.
Why 137?
Al Na'arot Bavel. It's brought down to Yom Chatzot. Al Na'arot Bavel, on the rivers of the Babylon in 137. It's the one before the end of Tikkun HaKali.
It's what you say right before you start benching.
Yeah. Right, and during the week. He used to go in the winter to the field that he, with army shoes that he was given when he was in the captivity. He used to come back in the morning wet, completely drenched, the whole clothing and his shoes full of mud because he was in the field. Right? Another story about Rav Shmuel. His whole life, Rav Shmuel, he said that Chatzot is when? According to Breslov, we go like the Magen Avraham. What does Magen Avraham say? 6 hours after Tzeit HaKochavim. Regardless, winter, summer. So some places in the world, they don't even have Chatzot. Right? At certain times. So one time, Rabbi Yosef Zussman came over to him and told him, right, you do 6 hours after, it's very good. But Magen Avraham holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that when is Shkia, when is Tzeit HaKochavim? 72 minutes after Shkia. So you can't do 6 hours from 18 minutes after Shkia, you have to do 6 hours from 72 minutes after Shkia. Like if you hold like Magen Avraham, hold it all the way. So Shmuel told him, I don't know, I'm blessed that's what they do, so I'm not, afterwards, after he left, Shmuel, he said, ah, so beautiful. Why? What's so beautiful? And even those who got up late, half an hour late, 45 minutes late, they also got up chatzot, because according to that, that's chatzot 72 minutes later. Anyway, so, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll meet again on Thursday.
A week from Thursday.
Thursday next week.
So is there officially no, classes on Thursday? No, it's here on Thursday?
I'm not going to be on Thursday afternoon.